It is the morning wake up here, 1320 WILS on a Wednesday. And if it's a Wednesday, you know that we're going to be taking a trip to the bar. No, not that kind of bar, but the other kind of a bar. The bar in the legal profession with Lise Wheel and Legal Lise, Fox News legal analyst. Good morning, Lise.
Good morning. I guess, yeah, it's a little early for that other kind of bar, right? But I'll join you there after the show.
It just depends. You know, we're not in New Orleans today or other cities in ours. Yeah, it is just a tad.
It's
5 o'clock someplace, but not in my...
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Not in my time zone. Well, here's the first story we're going to deal with today, a topic. It's kind of a heartbreaking one, I think. And certainly from a legal standpoint, but just from a human emotion standpoint, a woman out in San Francisco, anesthesiologist, who was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she was engaged to be married. This was about 5 years ago, and they wanted to start a family. She's 41. You know, the biological clock is ticking.
Mm-hmm.
And so they harvest the eggs before the cancer treatment begins, which is pretty tough on that fertility
yep.
part. And then suddenly the relationship dissolves, and now, you know, again with the clock ticking, she survives, but the marriage unravels. He wants the eggs destroyed. She sees that as her last chance to give birth. What happens here legally?
You know, it's such a sad case, and unfortunately when I was researching this, I found many, many cases like it. I mean, it's not that unusual. What will happen probably in this case, and I hate to say it, is that they sign an agreement saying that, you know, they would keep these, but if they ever got divorced, you know, they would destroy them. So that agreement probably will stay in place because they signed a contract. If they had not done that, and she said, you know, I want this my last chance to have children, a court might very well have decided for her. But I'm afraid that because of the contract, that's it. I mean, the embryos will be destroyed. You can't force someone to be a parent, in other words, if they've signed a contract. And there are many suits. I mean, do you remember back to Sofia Vergara? Do I pronounce that right? You know, the beautiful one on Modern Family?
Sure, right.
She's embroiled in something like this right now with her ex-fiancé. He filed a lawsuit to keep her from destroying their two frozen embryos that they created in 2013. Now, the form they signed before the procedure did not specify what would happen if the couple separated, so a court's going to have to decide that. But when I look at these cases, generally, the courts have favored the person who wants to destroy the embryo, saying you cannot force someone to be a parent unless they've signed a contract differently.
It's
heartbreaking, though, isn't it?
It is. It is, but from a legal standpoint, you can understand it because, again, you're into that, like you just said, the contracts.
The contract, so,
we call that in law school torts.
No,
part of it.
No, just contract.
When contract law. Yeah, right. Contract law.
That's
excuse me.
The basic contract law. You've got to sign it. You know, there's something that there was a meeting of the minds. That's what you have to have for a contract, that they agreed on this and that they decided to go ahead, and there was consideration between both of them, and they have that. So, yeah, it's a classic contract thing where, as sad as it is, I think the court's going to side against her. Now, you know, she'll be able to adopt or something like that, but it's not, you know, completely. You know, it's like she can't have children, but she probably will not be able to have her own biological children, at least from these embryos.
And that will
it's
be kind of
sad.
Yeah, it is sad. That'll be difficult for her. Speaking of medical legalities here, Jason Pierre-Paul, New York Giants, he's taking legal action, at least expected to, after, and HIPAA is very strict on this, medical records apparently were leaked by a hospital to ESPN, and they reported on finger amputation, skin grafts, other injuries. This is a big no-no.
Oh, absolutely. This makes me so mad because I put you or me or anybody that's listening right now in the same shoes, and I say, oh my gosh, I'm at the hospital. I've had a horrible accident. It's a firework accident. You know, so another thing, don't get into fireworks that closely. And I'm in dire, severe stress and humiliation even, and pain. And I got to deal with that, or you have to deal with that, where somebody, one of the hospital workers, took his medical reports and leaked them to a guy named, Adam Schefter, who works at ESPN.
Very famous reporter for ESPN.
Right. And he put it on Twitter. Now, I don't blame him. I don't blame the reporter, because that's what reporters do, right?
They
get information. We got it. Great. We didn't steal it. You know, we reported. I don't blame him. I really do blame, though, that medical worker, that hospital worker, for whatever reason, did this thing of leaking it. The hospital should find out who that was, fire their you-know-what, And maybe then they can avoid a lawsuit. But otherwise, he's got a good lawsuit. I mean, come on, you go into there. HIPAA is supposed to protect us. We want our records protected when we go to the doctor or the hospital. And he was not.
From something very serious there to something that, well, I don't know how serious this one is, but maybe here living in Michigan, where we have so many deer, this one kind of strikes home. A West Virginia man has apparently been keeping two deer at his house. Okay, well, who wouldn't, right?
Right.
Ronnie Chapman, he lives in a very rural community. That sounds like West Virginia, 25 miles west of the state capital. That gets very rural outside of Charleston. Said he found a deer bleeding to death in his yard a couple years ago, nursed it back to health, and now he has to pay a fine. I don't see why I've hurt anything or done anything wrong, but boy, I sure paid for it. That's a good quote.
I think it's ridiculous that they made him pay $300. Yeah, okay. You know, I live in the suburbs here in New York. I probably do not want to keep a deer in my house. You know, probably not the smartest thing. A cat is a dog. That's probably enough. You know, but so I wouldn't do it. But he lives way in, as you said, very rural area. The deer was bleeding to death in his front yard. He nursed the deer back to health, and he gets fined for it. And this is another example, and I'll tell you, it just gets really under my goat here, that it's another example where somebody looks at the narrow definition of the law and used their tiny little bit of authority to squash somebody and put a fine on them. I mean, just use your common sense. Say, hey, guy, you probably shouldn't have a deer living in your house. I know you did a good thing, but you really shouldn't. You know, there's safety issues and everything. They can get you know, ornery, and you really shouldn't do that. So I'm giving you a warning and walk away.
Lisa, isn't that where the facts of the case should mitigate?
Of course. My goodness. If he were grabbing the deer from the wild and you know, putting him in a box or something, that's different. But he nursed this little deer back to health.
Speaking of putting in a box, now let's go to Florida, where people have kept dogs in a box. And apparently you can't nurse a deer back to life like Bambi in West Virginia, but you can keep Fido in a box locked up, box in the heat, and that's okay.
Two pit bulls kept in 102-degree weather in a stark wooden box. I say put the owner in the box. Let him feel like what it's like to be in a box like that. It makes me so angry. And then I looked at, I found two statutes, 828.13 and 828.12 in Florida, cruelty to animals, confinement of animals, sufficient food, etc. My gosh, now here's an example where the police should have said, wait a second, I have those two statutes there. They apply. Get this guy. Find this guy. Take him to jail or something for a day. Put him in a box for a day. See, that's where they really could have done something. I don't get it. I really don't get it.
You are wound up today on this.
I'm wound up. Yeah, I'm drinking decaf coffee, but but these stories. I mean, one of these stories we talked about really just such a glimpse at the legal system kind of gone wrong. You know, really, and you know, just. The medical records being released, embryos being destroyed, you know, deer being taken away, you know, dogs put in boxes. Yeah, it's kind of got me upset today.
That's good. It's, you know, take a cleansing breath, but keep the passion.
Exactly.
Namaste. Your moment of zen. Lee Sweel, Fox News legal analyst, author of Lethal Beauty, which is on Amazon.com. As always, Lee, we caffeinated or decaffeinated. We appreciate you being
you
here.
Take care.
A wonderful day.
You too.
And we'll have more coming up here. Well, just imagine if she had been drinking the caffeinated coffee day. Whoa! She was definitely on a roll and fired up. This is 1320 WILS.